he said last night already, first of all, again, for bringing us to keeping the fire going. So last night, when the halacha in Shulchan Aruch is that the same night of the week that Purim falls out in, right? If Purim's a Wednesday night, Thursday, that means Lag B'Omer will be Wednesday night, Thursday. That means the Ma'aseh of Shushan Purim was Thursday night, Friday. And there's an Indian of Lamed Dalet being a little Shushan Purim dick. Of bringing Rabbi Shimon, of bringing Meron, of bringing the messages of Lag B'Omer with us for the entire year. And it's not Stam, usually 99% of the time, that Parshas Emor usually falls out with right around Lag B'Omer. So we're going to look a little bit into the Parsha, a little bit, to try to bring in Rabbi Shimon into the rest of the year. As my student said, Lag B'Omer's over. Lag B'Omer just started. It just started.
It ends Erev Lag
B'Omer. It ends Erev Lag B'Omer. Some of you used to say, why is it that Eretz Yisrael Jews have to wait, or Yerushalayim Jews have to wait an extra day for Purim? Right? The whole world is celebrating the 14th, and Yerushalayim has to wait a day?
Yeah.
It says, no. Really, Yerushalayim goes first. Wait the entire year. We wait the entire year. So it's all about your perspective. It's all about your perspective, which is what we're going to talk a little bit about tonight. Perspective. So one of the things that Kohanim can't do, if you look in page 1 from the Divrei Yisrael, our Rebbe of Majitz, the Pasuk says, Lo yikrachu karcha beroishem apa zignam lo yigalecha. Right? The art school here. Chances, they should not make a bald spot on their heads, they should not shave an edge on their beard. They're not allowed to make a bald spot on their head. Obviously, there's something much deeper going on here than... Besides the physicality, what's going on here in these words? Lo yikachum karcha b'roshem. Listen to what he says here. Yesh l'ramez miloshem mashich karcha kfisim. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Kadosh Baruch Hu throws upon him the something about the coldness. Karcha is the coldness. Listen to how he trained this. Ahenu, shelo yikachu kirirus b'roshem amochem. Want to know what it means? Lo yikachu karcha b'roshem. You're not allowed to have a bald spot on your head. It says the Majlis, it means that you're not allowed to have any coldness in your head. Stop living a cold life, says the Divrei Yisrael. Ubkeinyan asher karcha b'derech, right? As we know, the Sfarim say by Amalek, that Amalek happened upon us. But karcha doesn't only just mean happen. Karcha comes from the lashon of cold, right? Kerach. So he says here, it says the Majlis says that krirus, right? Not making a bald spot. That's not making your head cold, right? When you take off some hair, now what happens to your head? Your head becomes a little colder. He said, that's what he's saying here, right? If we're looking at the pasuk with Rabbi Shimon and the guys, it's not just talking about the isser of the Kohanim not being able to take a haircut off. Different. That's the nigla. The nister of the Rabbi Shimon is that the Kohanim can't live their lives without Rabbi Shimon. Meaning it has to be Meron constantly. It's got to be constantly fire. Listen to what he says here also, which is just a. Not our discussion for tonight, but he says here, "Gam yesh lomar lo yikruch on the bottom." What does it mean? Lo yikruch karach b'roshem v'rabam. Haynu shelo yek korach v'adaso. Don't be like Korach. Who was Korach? You know, coming up in a few weeks, my bar mitzvah parsha, my father's bar mitzvah parsha. My daughter was a boy; she would have been her bar mitzvah parsha too. Hopefully, she won't lean it. Bez Hashem. And if she does, it's, whatever it is, it's all good. Hopefully not. Hope for the best. Then Korach is very. Nice. Whenever she gets jealous when my wife's holding the baby, I say, "Stop being Korach! Stop being Korach!" I'm not sure if she knows what that means yet, but her neshama does. So he says here. Hopefully, she's not listening to this. She said, "The puzzle says, Lo yichru karach b'roshem. Don't be like Korach in your heads. Meaning, don't be like Korach in his congregation and let it get to your head. But that's a parenthetical thing. The first idea the Majlis just said was, don't have coldness in your head. It's got to be Lag B'Omer the entire year. Stop living a life where you're constantly looking forward to the next Shabbos or the next Shalosh Shittos. Why can't it be Shabbos on a Monday or Shabbos on a Tuesday? A person's constantly always tapped in. Okay, obviously there are times where things are a little more rocking, but at the end of the day, to always be plugged in, that's the avodah. That's the thing I truly think that's what we're going to take away from this. But it goes a little deeper. If you go to page 2, the Pasuk test in Perichov Bey's Pasuk test, the Pasuk says, the Shamru is Mishmarti v'lo yisu alav chet. They shall protect my charge, they shall protect my Mishmar, and they shall not bear a sin. Rashi says, what does this refer to? The Kohanim should be careful with what? Milechot truma betumas haguf. from eating truma when they're tame, when they're impure. Beautiful. Says the Masechet Tzur, what is its mimahu mishmeres Hashem? What's its guarding of Hashem? We know that Hashem is Shomer Yisrael. Hashem is he's the guard of the Jewish people. V'lo yisu alav chet el aliros ma'alos v'chavarein v'lo chesronam. Says the Masechet Tzur, you want to know how to guard a Kadosh Baruch Hu's guarding? V'lo yisu alav chet? Always look for the good in your friends. Never look for their chesronos. Gam shetzorach me'ol lishmor atzman b'nei Yisrael shalo yikachik chas v'shom aleim b'chetam sha'osu. What does it mean, v'lo yisu alav chet? Don't bear upon them sin. When you look at someone who maybe is not doing the right thing, stop looking at their physicality. Stop looking at their chitonius. Look for the good. Rak lahamlet tov ba'adam. Look for the good within them. Right, Rabbi Nachman used to say this all the time. This is Reish Pibiz. This is Rabbi Nachman 101. I said this last night to someone sitting next to me. Anyone who's going to Miron for Rabbi Shimon, they for sure have a ticket for Rosh Hashanah to Rabbi Nachman. It's the same binyan. Anyone who's connected to Rabbi Shimon's eyes, his positivity, his outlook in life, always looking for the good in others, especially when he comes out of the cave and he's fixing everything that his son is burning with his eyes. Everything's positive. Rabbi Nachman says that when you look for the good in others, Hashem looks for the good within you. And Rabbi Nachman says when you look for the good in others, you actually cause them to be good. It means if I look at my students as being annoying, which sometimes they are, but I have to realize that there's something much deeper there. And obviously it's a test from Hashem, but much, much deeper. If I really have this outlook, I'm really trying to look for the good within them, that they're able to be in yeshiva, that actually causes them to behave like people instead of like, not people, students. Not, right? It actually causes them. And look what he says in the bottom here, quotes from Reb Chesed Kushmir, his grandfather. In the bottom how it goes. Kamosh Amar, the Reb Chesed Kushmir, Bazeh HaLoshon, Kimashi Chol Metakin Ba'olam Hazel Lahamlet Tov Ba'ar Yisrael. You know what you could do to fix when you look for the good in Jews? You actually give a person ability to go above their potential. Right? You're able to help them beat all the mekatrigim, all the things that are holding them back. You look for the good within them, you actually help them grow. You're being surrounded by all these things around them. Look on the left side. He says at the end of the day, look for the humility in yourself, then you can see the good in others. As we said before from Rav Kluger, if you always have positive thoughts about yourself, then it's very easy to have positive thoughts about others. Usually when someone has negative thoughts about others, usually starts with themselves. Usually the meaning is kisnua, kisnua, anochi, as Rav Weinberger said last night. Anytime that someone has a question on Hashem or a question on anything, it's usually they feel hated by their parents, hated by their friends. If they know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is obsessed with every Jew, no matter what you've done, how much Hashem is literally obsessed with every Jew, no matter what, it's so easy to love Hashem and so easy to love others. When a tzaddik used to go into the marketplace and he would see simple Jews just wearing tzitzis, hayu ratzim linashko, the tzaddikim used to run over to kiss them. I'm not sure if they're rushing over to kiss the tzitzis or the people. Because people, Rabbi Nachman says this all the time. There's nothing holier than a simple Jew. So just someone who's just want to be able to do the right thing, just to be good people. So what do you know what it means to be on fire? To keep Rabbi Shimon's shalom yikruchu, to not have a bald spot, to have the fire the whole year. If it starts first and foremost starts with Lag Bomer, to have the positive outlook. When you have the positive outlook on others, then Kadosh Baruch Hu has the positive outlook on you. You have the positive outlook about yourself, then you can have the positive outlook, right? It goes in and out, in and out. But Rav Shua really writes this so beautifully. You go to page 3 on Lag Bomer. This is mamish, this is a tefillah right now. For me, this is mamish a tefillah. The Lag Bomer Yom Hilula Shel Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on the Hilula Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, on the bottom. Ko Echad Tzorech Lahargish Shekol Yisrael B'nei Melachim. We have to feel and know and understand that each one of us is a prince. We're a prince of the kingdom. As the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, in Perek Yudalad, don't think I know the whole Parshas Re'eh by heart, I just did this with my eighth graders. Banim atem Hashem Elokeichem. You are considered Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. V'zeh ha-simcha ha-gedol shel Lag Ba'Omer. And this is the great simcha of Lag Ba'Omer. That we realize how great we are. How special the connection we have to the Ribono Shel Olam. Moshe Ma'adoradoma, what's an example of this? Li'ish Kofri Ha'oved B'mekomas Ha'metunafim. Right, this guy, the villager who's working in a dirty place, Yashan Agabe Kash, and he's sleeping on straw. V'romim Shehu Einim Ha'mekomo Haroi. Sharehu Be'etzim Ha'ben Shalmelech. He knows that at the end of the day, he knows he's really a Ben Melech. Just a few nights, he has to sleep over there, whatever. He says that when a person, what's going to happen now? He's going to change up, right? He becomes a villager now, and then he becomes a Ben Melech. You can't compare that. Oh no, he's saying here that's what happens in Lag B'Omer. Oh, that's what he's saying here. He's saying, I think, when a person realizes, you know, we went through a lot of darkness, Rabbi Akiva's students, they died. But we become from the villager, and then we realize that we're Ben Melech, we're like the guy who was Mamish poor and you won the lottery. You became a J.K. Rowling, literally writing your books on napkins, right? And then becoming Harry Potter, whatever it is, Maisa, Galdol Dor in that area. Hashem shall bless to continue to help Jews be happy and learn about Harry. And there's a lot of Dippy Sotos in Harry Potter, man. A lot of strong connections there. But it's not for now. This isn't a Harry Potter share. At the end of the day, he says that's what happens on Lag B'Omer. Shimon shu megalon shafil b'chol nefilos. Even when we're down, yarido sheover alav hari anu adayim b'nei malachim. We're still b'nei malachim, like Ben spoke about last night. Rabbi Shimon mevasel chol echel iskor b'chol makom shehu. Any place you are, be'ez hamatzav shehu. Haru ben melach, you're son of the king. We are Kadosh Baruch Hu's children, and once you realize that you're a ben, then you can see your other brothers and sisters as bens, as banim. That wasn't a play on words. As bens. There you go. You can realize that. Lamai said you realize you're the mashpacha. You have a direct connection to the king, and all you want to do is spread out that love. And that's the vote of Lag B'Omer. The vote of Lag B'Omer is to realize. No matter how far a Jew has strayed, Rabbi Shimon says, come back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how do you do that? Through Rabbi Shimon's Torah. Through living a pneumistic life, living a spiritual life. Not just learning benigla, but learning a real benista, learning the Zohar as the opening Rashi. In this week's Parsha, it says, Emarva Amarta. Why does it say the double Lashon, Emarva Amarta? So the Rashi says, Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim. To warn the older Kohanim, that they should tell the younger Kohanim about impurity by the Kohanim. So here one of the rabbis says, no, Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim means Lahazir, the Lashon of Zohar. Lahazir. What does Lahazir mean? To glorify the big things, even by the small things. Even by the small Jews. Realize how you think you're small, you're mamish big. Lahazir Gedolim Al Ketanim. And that's the vort by Shtei Mesrei Chalos. It says over here in Yisa Bracha, he says that he didn't have 12... On page 4, he says he didn't have 12 challahs. A lot of rabbis have 12 challahs on their table on Shabbos. And they asked him, why? Why don't you have 12 challahs? Why didn't you have 12 challahs on Shabbos? So you know what he says? He says, what's 12? 12 is Yud Beis. He says, I have my Beis challahs. But once you have the Yud, what's the Yud? I know Ish Yehudi in Beis challahs, Arayhem Yud Beis challahs. Once you have the Yud, who's the Yud? The Yud is right here. The Yud is the Yid. And you have your Shtei Lechem, and you have 12 challahs. Once you realize that you are a living challah, you're a living kedusha, you're a living holiness, you come up to these challahs, and then you have all the shvatim. Hashem should bless us that we should all feel the great love that we have. Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. That Rabbi Shimon shows us that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us so much, and take that holiness and that love for the entire year. Be'ez Hashem Yizocha to be with Rabbi Shimon very soon, dancing from Meron all the way to Yerushalayim. Amen. I'm a big fish of a shumai, I'm a big
Yeah.
Shabbos. 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 Shabbos.